Now, what does this one mean? What does this text message mean? P.S. Can Jergy do the 4-pack alone? I don't think this person likes me. You want to do it alone?
Imagine that. Is it from your wife or kid? Who is that?
Wait a second. That is my wife's phone. No, it's not. Some smart aleck.
Oh, they're just kidding, Mike.
No, they're probably not.
They like you.
They don't like me at all.
They do.
Whatever. How are you with your pretty glasses?
I just grabbed them. Did you Instagram these glasses?
Yes, I did.
Oh, thanks.
Instagrammed it, Facebooked it, tweeted it.
Great.
Pinterested it, YouTubed it.
Have we heard of Pinto? Have we heard from Pinto?
I've been seeing pictures on Instagram, yeah.
From his performance at AT&T Field, his $60 pizza. Did he buy one?
I don't know if he bought one. I doubt it.
He's a 20-incher.
Yeah, it's only $3 an inch.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Think about it that way. Let's see if I can find. Here's his picture yesterday from the stadium.
Oh,
he had pretty good seats.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Man.
But he paid through the nose.
We're paying him too much money if he can afford those seats.
We sure are.
Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
Yeah.
AT&T Stadium. Where'd you watch the game?
My kitchen.
Okay. Did you have jambalaya like I had?
I did not. I had Paul jambalaya. Allen in the background.
Oh, I didn't listen to that. I bet that was sad, wasn't it? I bet he was depressed.
Well, you know Paul Allen.
I do.
When it's a good Viking play, I'll tell you what, we're on our way to the Super Bowl, and then when something goes wrong, oh my.
We're not going to the Super Bowl this year. Let's do the 4-pack. Because
9-7. I heard Crazy Krasinski on with you.
Crazy Krasinski?
He just talked to Leslie, hadn't he?
Crazy likes Krasinski.
He was going to go rummage through soiled gym bags to get the rest of the story.
He was going to do that, as a matter of fact. You're right. You know, I mentored him.
You did.
He was an intern at the forum
when I was working there. Yes, he was. I know. He does well. He's a good writer.
He is. I also mentored Dave. No, I didn't know. I didn't mentor
Dave Campbell?
He also worked at the forum at the same time.
Oh, did they?
Dave was more standoffish. Oh. Johnny K was...
Johnny K.
Took him under my wing.
Is that what we call him?
Crawdaddy, actually, we call him.
Crawdaddy.
Crawdaddy, yeah.
Because nobody could spell or pronounce Krasinski?
Exactly, yeah. It's exactly one of those type of names. 4 o'clock, 4-pack, top 4 talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. Number 4, Jergy. Are we done already, Bob, or what?
Sorry.
We do that at the end of...
Premature ding there?
Sorry. Sorry.
Get your finger off the button there, hairpin trigger.
Okay, just get Pinto back in here tomorrow, all right?
Would you pay $500,000 for a collector car, Jergy? Even if you could pay $500,000 for a collector car.
No. You want to hit the ding now?
Well, that was interesting.
Was there one for sale?
A 1970, and I've never heard of this kind of car, a 1970 Plymouth Roadrunner Superbird.
Superbird or Super B?
Superbird.
Okay, I had a friend who had a B.
It's a very rare car. It's a bullet-shaped, bolted-on nose and a sky-high wing and back. The Superbird is one of the more unusual cars ever to go on sale. Now one is up for auction. Despite its strange looks, it's valued at the auction house, Sotheby's auction house, at between $400,000 and $500,000.
I wouldn't pay that much for it.
Here's a picture of the Plymouth Superbird.
It's got the wing on the back. I had a friend who had a 70 Super B.
What's a Super B?
Well, a similar type car.
Was it yellow and black?
I believe that was a Plymouth Super B. Plymouth Superbird. Yeah, this has got the wing on the back, and it's not worth $500,000 or $450,000, in my opinion. I'm still looking for a 69 Camaro, by the way. I don't have any money to buy it, but if somebody would like to help me out.
A 69 Camaro would not be cheap.
Well, I'm living in a loft. How can I afford that?
Whatever are you referring to?
Nothing.
I didn't.
Nothing.
Nice kitchen, though.
And a Murphy bed.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Great story. Number 3 on our list today. This is odd. Skydiving planes collided at 12,000 feet over Duluth, Minnesota, Jergy.
Yeah, Superior skydivers.
Right over the Menards in Duluth, from the story I said. Right over top of the Menards over there in Duluth. The skydiving planes collided. Was anybody hurt? Was anybody killed over the weekend?
No. And you know what they did yesterday? They flew to New York, many of them, to be on the Today Show today.
They got back in a plane?
Yes, a larger plane.
Safer plane.
Two Cessnas. One got behind the other one. They were doing tandem jumps, as I understand it. And turbulence, that type of thing, and one plane spun out of control, and everybody parachuted safely, and one plane's destroyed, and one limped to the ground with a damaged prop, and they're all okay.
One of them exploded into a fireball over northwestern Wisconsin, 8 miles southeast of downtown Duluth, where they probably have some nice loft apartments, too. But, I mean, that's spooky.
It's phenomenal that they all survived.
Yeah.
Several were on the Today Show today.
What did they say?
Well, they said they're happy to be alive. I don't know exactly.
I'm happy to be alive.
I was letting Norman and Millie out and drinking coffee, tweeting, Instagramming,
all that stuff I do in the morning.
I start right away early. You see that stuff I send out. I post.
I know. It's all
tweet.
Over. Yep.
So I was doing that, so I just kind of had it on in the background. But they're just...
Jeez.
Somebody was looking out for.
Who?
I don't know. That's what they said.
Well, who would be looking out for them?
Someone. It's a phenomenal story.
Number two on our list today, Paul Juergens. This is an odd story out of Ray, North Dakota, up there in the northwestern part of the state, the heart, we like to call it, of the oil patch. But a man was arrested after he walked into the Catholic Church, was it, in Ray?
Yes.
With a gun.
Saturday. Saturday Mass.
Robbed the church at gunpoint, told the priest to get down off the...
Pulpit. Yep.
Took the money, left... Got arrested, and as it turns out, he's wanted at least for questioning in connection with the double murder down there in Chicago.
His wife and mother, I believe, isn't that?
Something like that, yeah.
Deceased?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Antioch, Illinois is actually the name of the city, but he's wanted in connection with that. What's he doing in Ray, North Dakota?
Robbing a church, according to the sheriff's office.
I know, but how did he get there?
Oh, no. My car, I would think.
Oh, God.
I don't know how he got there, but they chased him 21 miles, some of the parishioners.
Did they?
Yes, they did.
That's how they got him?
Yes, and contacted the sheriff's office and state patrol and anybody else, law enforcement, that responded to the call, and they got him 21 miles. It was a high-speed pursuit.
Billy Varner is the guy's name, 54 years old, from Antioch, Illinois. Police have not named him as a suspect in the deaths of the two women who were identified Sunday as Varner's 82-year-old mother and a 61-year-old woman he also lived with.
Well, he's a person of interest.
Yes.
That's kind of the step below suspect.
In other words, they think he offed his mother and his girlfriend.
Well, it kind of sounds that way.
Yeah, it does.
There's a detective from Illinois out there already.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Don Haney tracked down some of the parishioners today.
I heard that. I heard the great sound this morning as I was driving in to work.
I don't know how he did that. He called somebody and who knew somebody. And then
Don's connected.
Got a phone number. Well, the promo runs that he's never thrown a phone number away, and I think that's true.
I see his desk in the news center. It's true.
Have you seen the file that he has on you?
I don't want to see the file he has on
you. Have you ever seen the 1969 JCPenney Christmas catalog?
I have.
About that thick.
That he has that file on me?
Yep.
What have I done to deserve that scrutiny from Don Haney, award-winning journalist?
He's just keeping track of you, in case we have to look it up.
What do you have to look up on me?
Just never know.
I'm part of the team.
Don't know.
You're not going to rat out part of the team, are you?
He tried to include some of your best columns, but I don't know how many. I don't know how many are in the file.
Exactly. Yeah. Number one on our list today, Jurgi. I used to write a lot of columns about the team in purple.
Yes, you did.
That plays in Minneapolis. They are called the Vikings. Yeah. And oh my, the Vikings lost again yesterday in heartbreaking fashion. All 27-23 to the hated Dallas Cowboys. So Chief Keith Ternus is smiling.
I saw him in the parking lot when I was.
What
he doing
heck
here?
Was he doing here?
I don't know what he was doing here.
Checking out my file at Don Haney's desk.
I waved at him when he was leaving.
He was over here next door in this other room next to us. I waved at him.
I didn't know what he was doing here.
Waving a Cowboys hanky.
I bet he was. He and Daniel and Jack Michaels, big Cowboys fans.
What's their character flaw?
I don't know. I've been with them since 61. This is the worst start since 1961. I remember that season. The inaugural season. Well, I could have.
Norm Van Brocklin coaching up the team.
I was alive.
Tommy Mason.
I was alive, and I don't know. 9-7. I mean, that's all we can hope for now, really, if you want to be optimistic.
Did you hear my interview with John Krasinski?
I heard parts of it.
Crawdaddy earlier said, They have a very tough schedule the rest of the way here after Thursday night. This could be, what do they call it? This is a death march, is how he phrased it.
You know, I really thought that they were going to pull it off yesterday. It just looked that way. It felt that way. And it just didn't happen. The play calling on the final series was just not what... Wouldn't you just continue to run Adrian Peterson, wind down the clock?
I think you'd try to do that.
And then our Fred Cox missed that Fred Cox. Extra point.
Rick Danmeyer. Rich Carlos. Remember him?
Yes. How did he miss? It's a first point, extra point he's ever missed.
Yeah, it happens.
Did you notice on Fox television they put the 24 up and then they took it down? Yes, they did. Yep.
It's an automatic.
It was an automatic and they put it up. And then they took it down. And that could have been the difference because we could have marched down, tied the game.
Oh, sure. Get behind Christian Ponder, slinging those balls all over the place.
He was a little short on that one to the end zone, wasn't he?
Like 20 yards, yeah. Goodness gracious.
But he played better yesterday, don't you think?
He was okay.
Yeah. Defense played better, at least the defensive line.
Yeah. Adrian Peterson got like 140 yards. It was as good as you can expect this collection to
play. He looked very disappointed, and I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I'm not going to criticize any coaching. I just don't know.
What do we do? We have 8 games left. 8.
I know.
This is going to be ugly.
I know. What about for the defensive backfield? What about, I was thinking yesterday, or maybe in the middle of the night, Antoine Winfield. Can we? We're all banged up.
Sure.
He's out
there. They let him go to start the season.
And then he was cut, and he's out there. He's probably still
just
in shape.
Around.
Probably in shape. Could we bring him in for the rest of the season?
Probably doesn't want to now.
Well, maybe not. But
maybe we could use the money.
He's available. I'm sure. He's having a tough time making ends meet.
He maybe is. Paul, thank you.